Talk, Words of Counsel. Boulder, Colorado, September 5th, 1909. Instruction given by Sister White to the faculty and heads of departments of the Boulder, Colorado Sanitarium, September 5th, 1909. It has been presented to me that this institution at Boulder has had a hard and discouraging experience on account of the opposing influences brought to bear upon it by the rival institution that was set up here in Boulder. I understand that that sanitarium is about to give up its work. The Lord would have this institution stand at all times on the highest platform to exert an influence that will honor His name. He wants the helpers who connect with this sanitarium to be of such a character that He can unite with them in the accomplishment of the work that they have been called here to do. It has been presented to me at different times that unless special efforts are made by the workers in this institution to keep everything running smoothly, wrong impressions will go forth that will do great harm to the institution. Nothing like contention should be allowed to exist in the Boulder Sanitarium, for this will lead the guests and patients to lose confidence and to carry away reports that will injure the work. Patients who leave the institution to go to their homes will tell others of what they have seen and heard in the sanitarium family, and if the report they carry away is unfavorable in character, those who hear it will say, "We do not want to go to that institution." Just how people feel and act about such matters has been presented to me. I was shown that from the first, some matters connected with this institution have been conducted on a wrong basis, and that some things have occurred that ought not to be. Personal feelings have been cherished and followed, often regardless of the right. This one and that one has come in to suggest plans of their own devising, and at times when difficulty has arisen, some would take sides. Some have shown that there was an element in their education and temperament that unfits them for acceptable service unless they experience a thorough conversion. When they are converted daily, they will reveal a spirit that knows how to bear and forbear. Sanitarium workers should be kind and cheerful, and remember that angels are witnessing their course. There is always danger of getting workers into our institutions who are not real helpers. This has been the case in Boulder. The Lord wants everyone connected with our health institutions to be prepared to lift and to carry burdens bravely, and to exert a decided influence for righteousness and truth. The appearance of the sanitarium grounds and buildings is excellent. Everything seems to be in good order. The buildings are well located, and the surroundings are attractive and beautiful. Inside the building, good taste is manifest, yet nothing seems to be extravagant. It is possible, through the grace of Christ, for the family life of the institution to be equally as pleasing. If those connected with the sanitarium will be daily converted and be filled with the Spirit of God, there is no reason why the work should not be conducted on a high religious plane and exert a wide, uplifting influence. Since I have come here this time, matters have been presented to me in this light. If a high spiritual standard prevailed here, the distracting influences that have existed in the sanitarium and which have counterworked the influence of the truth would come into harmony. If all those who claim to believe the seventh day to be the Sabbath would work in the spirit of unity and consider that they must stand on an elevated platform, the Spirit of the Lord would come in here and the sick would be greatly blessed. Angels of God would be present to impress hearts. But if the workers are careless and do not sense the consequences of their words and actions, and permit unfavorable impressions to be made by their words and deportment, the agencies of God cannot sustain them in their work. All the workers should be in harmony, that the light of heaven may come in, and the work be conducted according to the high standard that God requires. Thus the institution may bear the impress of divinity. I have seen that if the difficulties which have existed here cannot be removed, the difficulties of jealousy and evil surmisings, it would be better for those who cherish these feelings to leave the institution and go somewhere else. This would be better for the institution and better for themselves. The world is large, and if they are unwilling to conform to the requirements of God's work, If they are determined that the enemy shall through their influence sow the seeds of discord and strife, it would be better for all that they should depart. As matters have been in the past, God is not glorified, and the workers themselves have not been benefited by their association.
This institution had difficulties to stand against in the influence of outside parties. But when there are difficulties right among the helpers and physicians, that is something more serious to deal with. The Lord now wants those that have been out of line to come into line by being daily converted, purified, and sanctified. The workers in His institutions are not to feel at liberty to act out feelings and dispositions that will bring dishonor to God. Angels of God are on guard in this institution. The workers must be in harmony and work shoulder to shoulder. They must come close to the great leader, Jesus Christ. He is ever willing to help those who will guard carefully their words, their spirit, and their deportment. God will test and try His instrumentalities. The trials that have come upon this institution have not been clearly understood. All need the discerning Spirit of God to see things in a correct light. All need to fear God and keep His commandments. The Spirit of God will enable men and women to take a sensible view of the discordant spirit of jealousy and the evil surmisings that have existed here in the past. And there will be a repentance that needeth not to be repented of. From the light I have had, God is willing to manifest His power in behalf of the sick who come here. Often the sick are quick to discern what others do not see. If we would render them the highest service, we cannot afford to have their expectations disappointed regarding the character of the service rendered. We cannot allow those of a quick temper to remain to have a corroding influence that will bring the frown of God upon the institution. The Lord wants every soul connected with the sanitarium to feel that they are laborers together with God. He wants them to come to Him and bow before Him in prayer and seek His grace and help. Angels of God will work with those who will humble themselves before Him and will put away from the institution all difficulties, bringing their own souls into harmony with right principles. Those who have caused trouble, and who will cause trouble if right principles are not guarded, should now repent and obtain the Spirit of Christ. The Lord will help those who put their dependence upon Him, for He desires that His blessing shall rest upon every worker in the institution. The physicians, husband and wife, must stand solidly together, and they will if they are thorough converted. If they are not soundly converted, the difficulty will be seen at once. Again and again, the light has been given me that the workers here must labor together in perfect harmony. But if they cannot do so, they should be separated from the institution. If they will be thoroughly converted and will stay converted, the one great agency which Satan can use to discourage will be conquered. In the world, there is plenty of room for those who refuse to give up their own ways in order that they may work in harmony with God. God is reasonable. He does not want to enter into His work anything of jealousy, for jealousy is cruel as the grave. Discord and strife are satanic elements. The enemy uses these elements to cause variance between husband and wife. In this case, it is the wife that by her evil imaginations is spoiling her own life and the life of her husband. The strife is not of his creation. It is by her jealousy and false conceptions that he is worn out and driven to desperation. My sister, will you not now determine to stand in that relation to God that you must occupy if you ever enter the courts of heaven? Will you not make a solemn covenant with God to put away the quarrelsome disposition, the evil imaginations, and ask Him to convert the soul? You have good ability as a physician. God has blessed you with good faculties, and every time I think of you, I consider what you could accomplish were you most thoroughly converted. But unless the disposition is changed, you cannot remain here. What you need is the converting power of God working continually upon heart and life. I am not speaking to hurt your feelings, only those feelings which ought to be hurt and which ought to be brought into line.
There is skill enough in this medical faculty, if that skill is sanctified, and where God can use it, but He will never permit it to be used to tear to pieces, because some may have that disposition in them. It is presented to me that the conditions that have existed must not continue. The husband must not be made to suffer continually because of the evil imaginations of the wife. Some course should be pursued, so that the experience of those who have come to the institution as helpers shall not be spoiled. These workers should not hear one word or expression that would cause discord or contention. The Lord wants the workers here, both medical faculty and helpers, to be constantly growing in usefulness and power. And if God can work through you, there will be conversions here of those who come to the institution for medical care. When there is a thorough reformation here, and the converting power of God is in your midst, we shall hear of souls being converted through the instrumentality of this institution. The sanitarium needs the very best workers, men and women who can stand and hold the fort when the enemy is working in every way to bring in discouragement. He has worked hard thus, from the beginning, to cripple the institution. If the workers here will labor faithfully for souls, there will be among those who visit this institution many who will be converted. They may not, right here, take their position for the truth, but the influence under which they have lived in this institution will work upon their minds until they are led to obey the word of God. Angels of God will work on different minds to bring them into harmony with God and to lead them to take up their responsibilities as workers together with Christ. The most important thing for us to know is that we are working in harmony with God. The Lord wants the work of this institution to be carried on a high plane and souls to be converted through its instrumentality. It is the privilege of the workers here to speak words of comfort and uplifting to the sick and suffering. This work will have a good influence upon them and upon you. It will teach you how to help others and give you the joy of knowing that through you, Christ is working to bring in an order of things where He can work on human minds. Above everything else, we should desire to see the work of God move easily and intelligently. If you are working in harmony with the Spirit of God, the sick will understand it, whether they are believers in Christ or not. It is your privilege to make right impressions upon human minds. If this privilege is perverted, impressions will be made that tend to destroy. We do not want to do a work of destruction. Then let harmony prevail among the workers. Don't bring discouragement upon the matron who is trying to do her best. Come into line with Christ. Learn of me, he says, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29-30. These words were repeated to me over and over again. Learn of me. Learn of me. If we will learn of Christ, we shall see of the salvation of God in the conversion of souls. Let there be a break here that will lead to the carrying out of the principles I have been presenting to you here today. My brethren and sisters, let us strive to create a good, healthy, Christian atmosphere wherever we are, and those things that we cannot help, the Lord will take care of. Some, from the outside, would like to create confusion in this sanitarium, and they will do this if you give them opportunity. But pray, pray, pray. Bring your difficulties to the Savior. He is your counselor and helper. He will teach physicians and helpers what to do to relieve suffering. If you will let the converting power of God transform the life,
God will work through you and make you a blessing in this institution.